Hey, we're back on Downtown. Time for Message in the Bottle, brought to you by Bangor Wine and Cheese Company, 86 Hammond Street in downtown Bangor. Eric Meehan joins us, and well, so much going on. That band, Depeche Mode, back on tour, exciting for much of your family. The Giants are 3-1, and God, I got to see Tyrod Taylor, who I didn't even know was still playing in the NFL.
I had to explain to my wife who Tyrod Taylor was and the reason why we all know who Justin Herbert is right now. And I was like, yeah, but he has some bad luck. And boy, doesn't he have bad luck. But that's okay because we've got Saquon Barkley as our third string quarterback, apparently. So I figure, like Shohei Ohtani, you know, if you can be both running back and quarterback, you know, sign that man up. Sign him up. There's no more discussion about whether to sign Saquon. Daniel, on the other hand, is going to be relegated to the world of Mayfieldisms and Darnoldisms, and that's sad for him.
But the ultimate quarterback indignity. Listen, Daniel, we know you're hurt, and you don't have to do anything, but we need you to just go in there and call the play and then get out of the way.
Well, he should. Speaking of another guy, I was kind of hoping the Giants would pick up because I'm just an idiot. He should have said, like, you see what happens to Baker Mayfield and stuff like that. It doesn't work. It doesn't work. You play hurt, you get you give your body to the team who's going to get rid of you anyway. It's just, you know, come on. You went to a very good school, Daniel. Let's use that brain of yours. See where it's going. But yeah, no, the family's excited. Depeche Mode is going to be back on the road. We're going to go see them probably in Canada, perhaps before even we were due to fly out to California, so that I can, well, so that we can see cousins and family, etc. But also, I'm going to sneak off and try to see the Napa and Alexander Valley. So I should, you know, if I get Depeche Mode and a wine trip in the same week, I am flying easy.
But Eric Charles is not overwhelmed at the prospect of this concert.
He's just low key. You know,
okay.
He's one of these kids who he said, you know, he responded sure to the you know, the offer of would you like to go see him, and yeah, but that's okay. You know, his enthusiasm will boil over at some point. You know, it was the same with the metal show. It took him a while to get into it, but you know, eventually he starts banging his head, and it works. So folks, we're going to wrap up Italy because we got to get on to the quote unquote New World, and we're already in October, and I can't believe it. The holiday season is fast approaching. We got to wrap up this world tour so we can do it again. So really quick, let's talk. Where should we start? So the true part of southern Italy, right? The region that gives us Primitivo, right, and as well as Negro Amaro, Puglia, the heel of the boot. And then as well Calabria, which is the toes and such. These are the regions that we obviously believe that the Greeks first came to and brought viticulture. And they are harder to get to, therefore, you know, less visited by us, at least. I know they're popular destinations for people that, you know, can easily navigate it. But typically when Americans fly in, you know, to Rome or Naples or you know, some of the northern cities, it's tough to get down there. But in Calabria, for instance, there's the region of Siro, which some people believe is the first place where wine was produced. Of course, there's many places where people think that wine was first produced, but it gets good here. This, you know, people always say, oh, I wish I had that in my house. Here's what you wish you had. You wish you had a vino duct. Vino ducts, they found one of these here. They make the wine from the production site. It carries it straight into the homes. I mean, come on. I mean, please. Sure, running water is important, but running wine, all right. The other, you know, big connection is that it's believed that at the first Olympics, a wine from Calabria, which is called Cremissa, was used to toast the athletes there. So there's a lot of, you know, cross-pollinization there. A lot of the grapes that we do see in southern Italy were believed to, you know, have originated elsewhere, Greece and some of the places north of Greece that were brought over by those boats. You also, of course, in that area, you have just moving a little bit farther north on the Mediterranean coast, you have Campania, and then further up, Lazio. Lazio is where Rome is. If anybody ever used to go to Massimo's restaurant, perhaps you had the Cesanese, which he always kept on hand, that being his sort of home region. Wonderful sort of dark-hued wine, and also some wonderful whites from that area. Goes great with the Romanesque cooking. And then farther south in the sort of vacation land of the Romans, near Naples, and of course you have Mount Vesuvius in this area. So you're getting your grape called Alianico. Alianico from the word Hellenic, right? So again, believed to be a Greek grape that was brought over. And just to sort of talk quickly about where Alianico is grown, and then also moving quickly over to Sicily, you've got Mount Vesuvius in Campania, you've got Mount Etna in Sicily. Both of these obviously produce volcanic soil because of eruptions, and volcanic soil adds a certain wonderful depth, a lushness, is tremendously good for a lot of agriculture, but for viticulture especially a little higher up where a lot of other things wouldn't grow very well, where you have that real strain on the vine, it just makes incredibly good wine. So the Alianico from that area is particularly good. And then you have on the other side, on the Adriatic Sea, you have the region of Abruzzo. Abruzzo, most famous for the wine Montepulciano d'Abruzzo. And just to remind everybody out there in radio land, Montepulciano d'Abruzzo is the grape Montepulciano from the region of Abruzzo, not the Sangiovese grape from around the Tuscan fortified city of Montepulciano. So you have the Vino Nobile and the Rosso di Montepulciano, which are made out of Sangiovese. That has nothing to do with the wines made over in Abruzzo out of the grape Montepulciano, just to sort of clear that up. Though to further confuse everybody, they do grow Sangiovese in Abruzzo too, because of course they do. I'm sure I'm running a little out of time, so let me touch on the islands. Of course, I mentioned Sicily, right? So the most famous wines right now that are coming out of Sicily are the ones that are coming off of the Mount Etna slopes, right? So you're seeing the Nerello Mascalese specifically, which has a lot in common sometimes with the more brooding Pinot Noirs or Nebbiolos. So if you enjoy those, check those out. It is also the homeland of the Marsala wine, right? Marsala is, obviously chicken Marsala, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. A lot of the store stuff that you can find in, like, cooking aisles, don't drink that. And don't cook with it if you can avoid it. There is real DOC Marsala wine, both sweet and dry, that you can cook with, which is not expensive and is far, far more tasty, and there's no additives and stuff. And then, of course, Sardinia, where they basically have, like, the oldest, lived people in the world, on average, by and large, because they're drinking a form of Grenache that they call Cananao, but it is the Grenache grape genetically. Thick skin grows beautifully in there and has the resveratrol, which is so good for your heart, in it. And so they really believe that combined with the Mediterranean diet, and good old-fashioned hard work, I guess, stick-to-itiveness, whatever, that makes for longer lives. And so that's the island of Sardinia. How are we on time?
Yeah, you got about Pretty 2 minutes. About 2 minutes left.
All right. Well, let's see what more there is to touch on, if anything. Not too much, except to remind people that, just to sort of touch on Italy again, wine is, if you look at a wine region map, wine is not necessarily made in all of Italy, but yes, it is. And there are regions that are growing wine that we really don't see much of. Like Lazio that I mentioned, Basilicata, Molise. The grapes, though they have the same names, are so vastly different in every vale, in every mountain. So as you're trying to get your head around Italy, understand that even after more than two decades of being in this business, I'm still struggling myself. It's vastly vast, So there you go. There's my command of the English language. I'm tremendous. In the meantime, everybody keep well, take care of yourselves, and I will join you all next week, and we'll start in on California.
And you'll feel older next week because of the aforementioned progeny.
That's right. That's right. My son is going to be turning 10. It's really tough to believe that I'll be the father of people that are not in single digits. That feels like some sort of horrible, horrible marker in my life. But I love my kids, so it couldn't be that horrible. But man, just as my daughter running up and telling me that Dave Gahan from Depeche Mode is old. Yeah, darling, we're none of us young anymore.
Hey, have a good week, Eric. We'll catch you next Tuesday.
Cheers, everybody. Bye-bye.